there, what the hell should we watch this weekend? And Steve joins us from Penticton. That's how the fancy people say it. Le Penticton.
Oh, I've never heard it that way. That's special.
Probably because I just made that up. But here we are. What the hell should we watch this weekend? How is Steve today? You're looking handsome.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm doing okay. It's not too bad. It's a little gray and gloomy out here during the day, I think it's I think we've got past our cold snap, knock on wood, and things are going well.
Okay, what is a cold snap a la Penticton though? Like I know it does get cold there, but cold snap, I'm just curious. I'm not judging, Steve.
Our cold snap went to minus 23.
Oh, that's pretty cold.
So, yeah. And I mean, being in the middle of two lakes, it feels much colder and stuff. So, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So
Don't forget about the channel. It's like a whole other lake in itself.
Right. Right. This is the mighty channel, which I think is more mighty in your memory than it actually is.
Yeah. It's also more beautiful in my memory, too.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the last time I saw the channel, I was drunk at the bar that's across the street from the channel. So,
and then everything looks beautiful.
It's true. All right, so what the hell should we watch this weekend? We are not here for Penticton tourism, although beautiful as it is as a city or town, it's one of my favorite places to go to in the interior BC. That and Oliver to the south, beautiful. So if you ever get a chance to go, there you go. There's your little tourism hit. What the hell should we watch this weekend? Steve, we've got a big long list of all of these movies, all of the shows that you think we should be watching. Let's get started with Plane.
Captain Torrance, how can I help you?
Fugitive extradition.
Boy, is he dangerous? What did he do?
Homicide 15 years ago.
I don't want to scare the rest of the passengers.
I'm afraid you're stuck with us, Captain.
This is your captain speaking.
The seatbelt signs have been turned on.
We just lost an engine. Losing altitude.
Okay, I spent some time trying to come up with, is it, you know, cops on a plane? Is it criminals on a plane? You know, butlers on a plane? Like, I couldn't get anything to rhyme. I've got nothing. There's less swearing than snakes on a plane. That's where I landed.
Yeah, that's a good one to come up with. Butler on a plane's good. I like butler on a plane or single con on a plane. Ooh. Single con air. As dumb as this, just the title alone is, like, it just feels so singular and so just like plane. Like, I don't know. It's hard to kind of get past it. But the movie's actually getting pretty solid reviews, especially when it comes to like almost 80s, 90s trope action, because you have Gerard Butler playing the pilot of a commercial airliner, which is also transporting a prisoner. And that plane has to crash land on in basically rebel owned territory where they are taken hostage, and it's up to Gerard and this con to rescue all the passengers and get everyone home safely. So it's kind of like your paint by numbers action film, but I hear it's actually really entertaining. And I would have to leave that to the director, Jean-Francois Richet, who actually had the cojones to remake a John Carpenter classic around the 2000s called Assault on Precinct 13. So, I mean, he has the chops. He's made some really great French action movies as well. As much as I want to say that Gerard Butler is relying on the same old tropes that he does before, maybe this one is passable.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, though, for the template of the movie. Right? Like, I mean, it's not all bad. People seem to enjoy them again and again and again. So we'll take it. Next on the list was Steve Stebbing, Women. I always get that one, that A and that E. That's confusing. Women Talking. Sorry.
It was all waiting to happen before it happened. You could look back and follow the breadcrumbs along the path that led to violence. When we looked back, it had been everywhere.
It is a part of our faith to forgive. We would be forced to leave the colonies if we do not forgive these men.
All right, tell us about it.
Yeah, hard-hitting drama from Canadian writer and director Sarah Pauley, who many may know as Anne in the Road to Avonlea series, especially if you're into those Canadian heritage moments. Mm-hmm. But I feel
like we need a sound effect of a loon right now.
Right, exactly. But I mean, Sarah Pauley is, as far as film and television goes, she's absolute royalty when it comes to Canada. So this is her new film, which is her first in a decade. And basically, it is set in 2010 and follows a handful of women in a isolated religious commune who are kind of trying to reconcile their faith with the brutal realities that they face as women every day, with abuse and being basically maligned by every man that's on this commune. And the cast is insane. I mean, Academy Award winner Frances McDormand's in this one, Claire Foy, Rooney Mara, Jesse Buckley, just a really, really solid cast. And Sarah Pauley is a filmmaker that came from like the tutelage of like greats like Adam McGoyan and stuff. So she really knows what she's doing when it comes to filmmaking, and most of her films have absolutely devastated me. So I expect the same from this one.
Steve Stebbing, what the hell should we watch this weekend? Let's get into the geek out first, because I want to make sure we get these couple of Steve's favorites from recently back in the day or way back in the day that he thinks we should be looking at. Let's go to Fish Tank.
Where you going? I know somewhere we can get some drink.
Yeah, you're 15 years old.
What does it matter if you like someone?
You need sorting out, you do.
So you keep saying, but you don't know nothing, so why should I listen?
All right, tell us about it, Steve.
Yeah, I love a good UK film, and this is from 2009. Andrea Arnold wrote and directed this film and really put herself in my radar because I've loved everything else that she's made. And basically, this is a coming-of-age story about a 15-year-old girl that's kind of in the poor area of London and who is kind of living with a mom that's kind of like a party girl as well, and finds this weird kind of bond with her mom's new boyfriend Connor, who pushes her into her more into her passion, which is dancing and everything. And yeah, this is a really, really well acted film. Katie Jarvis, I'd never seen her before this film, and she just makes such a lasting impression. This is part of the Criterion Collection now, very well-deserved film that I don't think a lot of people saw unless you're kind of into the indie film market, but it's a film that definitely deserves to be seen.
All right, what the hell should we watch this weekend? And stevestebbing.ca, you can link up with Steve always off of the shiftheads.ca Facebook group. The geek outs are the coolest because they're always Steve's favorites. We have Parasite.
Yo, 윗집 아줌마는 IP 타임 암호를 거셨다 드디어.
와이파이도 다 끊기고.
어, 여기 있네.
쏟아지는 와이파이를 줄까?
그래도 그 돌멩이 때문에 부모님 얼굴도 뵙고 좋더라. 건강들 하시고.
이거 없으셔도.
Okay, tell us about that. I
oh,
little lost in language there. I feel like radio needed some subtitles.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a South Korean film. This actually won the Best Picture, and Bong Joon-ho, the director, won Best Director and I believe Best Screenplay for this one as well. And this is the ultimate story about class system, about a family of grifters working their way into a rich class family's home in different roles and just kind of doing their side grift the whole time. And I mean, if you haven't seen this movie by now, if you haven't heard of this movie by now, because I mean, as the Academy Awards were kind of rained on it, it really was at the forefront of what everyone was talking about when you're talking about film. And I believe that that it is one of those must-see films, and it's kind of a film that defines that year for me.
All right, what the hell should we watch this weekend? And Steve Stebbing right here. Okay, bias, it's a thing. As an owner of a Great Dane, I feel like I'm all in for this TV show. I call her Harlow Dew. Next on the list is Velma.
Oh, yeah.
Fred,
Jones was arrested for murder.
Well, thanks to me.
Jones would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for his classmate.
Say my name.
Vermin Dorkley.
It's Velma Dorkley. I mean, Dinkley. Oh,
yeah. It's on Crave. It's Velma. It's Scooby.
Yeah, and you know what? Just to break your heart, I'm going to tell you Scooby's not in this. Just Velma. It's Velma, Shaggy, Daphne, and Fred. This is
you
the
tell me they couldn't
version.
Have a
this
dog isn't... walk in sleeping in the corner.
Well,
come on.
Maybe there's a cameo. I haven't got my eyes on it yet, but it comes from it's Velma is voiced by Mindy Kaling, who is incredibly funny. I mean, if there's so millions and millions of fans of The Office out there that can attest to how funny Mindy Kaling is. The Mindy Project was really great, and even Mindy's show on Netflix, Never Have I Ever, is just like a really great teen hit. So I have a lot of faith in this one. Also, HBO Max is the same company that put out the adult animated series Harley Quinn, which is hysterically funny. So, you know, Scooby-Doo aside, I'm all into this one. And you also have Constance Wu playing Daphne, Sam Richardson as Shaggy, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as Glenn Howerton as Fred. So, I mean, I'm totally in. Scooby or not.
Scooby was the best part. I disagree. What the hell should we watch this weekend? SteveStebbing.ca if you want to follow along in his blog online.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.